Coversals kickoff. This is Radio City Talk.
Time to talk Royal Ascot and racing, horse racing, because the wonderful Ascot meeting got underway yesterday, and we've got Mark Scully from the Racing Post on the line now. Good morning to you, Mark.
Hi, Alan. How you doing?
Yeah, fit and well, thanks. You sound like you're on your way to Ascot.
I am, yeah. I'm on the M11, just waiting to hit traffic at some point, surely. But yeah, I'm on my way. So it's a lovely day down here, and it's meant to be about 31 degrees there today. So not looking forward to that too much, but it's going to be a good day of racing. I can't wait.
They were sweltering there yesterday, weren't they, as well? I mean, there was talk of were they going to change the long-standing policy of top hats and tails, but no, they stood firm, as they would do in England.
Apparently, if it hits 30 degrees, you're allowed to take your jacket off, so fingers crossed it actually gets up that high today. 28 or 29 won't do it. It's got to be 30, apparently.
You're taking a temperature gauge with you, Mark.
Yeah.
So just a quick look back on yesterday, first of all, Mark. A couple of outsiders won, but I suppose the big race of the day was that the St. James's Palace Stakes, which the favourite finished fourth.
Yeah, well, I think overall it was a decent day for the punters, but this was a big blow in favour of the bookmakers. So Churchill was the winner of the 2,000 guineas and the Irish 2,000 guineas coming in, the odds-on shot. He'd beaten the horse Barney Roy, who actually won yesterday. He'd beaten him at Newmarket in the 2,000 guineas. And he was actually his fifth Group 1 win. But he ran no sort of race at all. And then Godolphin got their tactics right this time, and Barney Roy came out on top. And it was only Barney Roy's fourth start. So he's a really exciting three-year-old. And I'm looking forward to seeing those two have a few more battles before the end of the season.
Good day for the Godolphin stable then.
Yeah, it was. I mean, Godolphin have had a bit of a difficult time at the moment, some upheaval within the organisation, and it's really important for them to have big winners at big meetings like this. They started off, Ribchester won the Queen Anne Stakes, the first race of the day for them, really, really well. And then obviously Barney Roy went and won two, and three winners on the day. Sound and Silence was another winner later on. I think the last race of the day, the Windsor Castle Stakes.
Yeah, that was an outsider, wasn't it? That was about 16-1, I think.
That's right, yeah. He won well at Newmarket in April, but then he was beaten at Sandown, and I think a few people sort of were put off by that defeat at Sandown, but they put some, I think it was cheek pieces he put on him yesterday, and that seemed to do the trick and spark him back to life. Good day for the Blue.
Yeah, and what about the absence of Frankie Dettori? A big blow, not just for him, but for the punters as well, because they just love to see him at Ascot, don't they?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's a blow for racing whenever Frankie can't be involved, because he has that crossover appeal to people who don't necessarily follow it day in and day out. People know who he is and know about the flying dismount and all that kind of thing when he has a winner. So I think people will have gone to Ascot yesterday thinking, I'll just back Frankie, and found out he isn't there, which is a shame. He had hoped to be fit, but obviously he picked up that injury at Yarmouth last Thursday, and obviously his arm just wouldn't come right for it. So he's made the right decision, as hard a decision it is. If he can't ride the horse to the best of his ability, then it's not fair that he should be on them, really. So good on him for making the right call, but yeah, it's a shame for racing.
Did one of his his potential rides win yesterday? Lady Aurelia was the jockey who replaced Dettori. Was he the winner of that?
Yeah, so an American jockey called Johnny Velazquez, who would normally ride Lady Aurelia when she's at home in America, he was over sort of on as a backup, and he actually only found out that he was going to ride the filly as he was coming through customs at Heathrow Airport yesterday.
Right.
And yeah, then she won very impressively. She's a very, very, very fast filly, and she was, I mean, it's very, very rare you see a group race over 5 furlongs, which is the minimum distance in horse races to race over. It's very rare that you see a race like that of that quality won by 3 or more lengths like she did. She's very, very special.
And the second year running, apparently, as well, an Ascot winner.
She won the Queen Mary last year, which is a Group 2, which is actually taking place today. I was going to mention, Wesley Ward has won the Queen Mary 2 years in a row. It was Acapulco the year before. Lady Aurelia won it last year. And he's got a hot favourite again today called Happy Like a Fool.
Right.
So I think it's easy to see why that might go off a very short price today, because he brings over these two-year-old fillies, and physically they're so much more developed than our two-year-olds at this stage, and very often they're just far too quick for ours. So it would be no surprise to see that be one of the really short price favourites today, Happy Like a Fool.
just before we touch on the big race of today, did you say that the jockey John Velasquez had just stepped off a plane? He wasn't affected by jet lag then, just straight to Ascot and got on the horse and wins.
That's right, yeah. Well, jockeys are used to this sort of lifestyle.
Yeah, I suppose
flying
so.
In and out. But no, he flew from New York, he landed in the morning. He was actually going to Jersey, so apparently his phone was ringing while they were patting him down. He couldn't get it out of his pocket. to answer and find out what was going on, and then when he got through, he took up the phone and got told he was riding Lady Aurelia. It's for all of us, it sounds crazy, but that's a relatively normal day in the jockey's life, really.
Well, Frankie Dettori's lost to the punters, and Ascot is ITV's gain. Apparently, they're going to snap him up and get him on the team for the rest of the 5-day meeting. So, a gain for them, but as you say, punters and the punters who just do the big sort of meetings, big loss, isn't it? Really?
Yeah, so. Definitely. He had a deal with ITV. I think whenever he's not right, then he pops up on there. Right. Which is obviously great that he's still involved.
What's the big one today then?
The big race is one Group 1 race today. That's the Prince of Wales Stakes, which is over 1 mile, 2 furlongs, 2,000 metres. It's a shame because right back at the start of this season, this race looked like being one of the real top races of the season with the likes of Al Mansour and Minding. They're not in for various injury and virus reasons, but it's still quite a good race, actually. You've got Godolphin, again, we'll be hoping for more Group 1 success. They've got Jack Hobbs, who won the Irish Derby as a 3-year-old. He's 5 years old now. He had a bit of a bad year last year, but he came back in Dubai in March with a really good performance, and he looks likely to go really close again today. Of course, and the track conditions should suit him. But he's going up against a horse called Highland Reel, who's also a 5-year-old, and he's been all around the world. He's raced in Australia, in America, France, Ireland, Britain, won races all around the world, and he's only really just starting to get the recognition he deserves, probably. He's one of, I think, 5 Group 1 races off the top of my head. And he won very well at Epsom last time, the Coronation Cup. He'd be very, very popular, as all the Aidan O'Brien, Ryan Moore horses always are during this week as well. So it's lost a couple of its stars, but it's still a really good race with him in there and an unexposed Michael Stout horse called Ulysses as well. So it's still a worthy Group 1 race as much as it's lost some of the perhaps some of the stars that we were hoping for at the start of the season.
I know Jack Hobbs has been tipped in a number of the papers this morning. What's your wonderful racing post going for, or are you staying away from highlighting one in particular?
Well, there's a broad spectrum in the racing post today. I mean, obviously, price-wise is one of the tipsters everyone likes to follow, and he's got selections across the whole day. I think one of the big stories is people do like to follow a jockey. I know, like, we know when the Grand National's on, a lot of people, if there's a female jockey ride, and a lot of people like to back the girls in the Grand National. There's a brilliant female jockey called Josephine Gordon who's really sort of come on the scene in the last couple of years, and she's one of the best up and coming jockeys around, male or female. She's got a really big ride today, probably the biggest ride of her life, on a horse called Dream Castle. The Godolphin in the first race, the Jersey Stakes. Now, Dream Castle was second in the Greenham behind Barney Roy, who we just mentioned won yesterday, and it'd be a really big day for Josephine if she can get him home in the opening three over 7 furlongs. So I think a lot of people going might, as we see at Aintree, a lot of people might decide to get behind the girls and back Josephine today. I think she could go off a short price. The big one, if for me, is in the best betting race of the day. It's 5 o'clock, the Royal Hunt Cup, a big field, 30 runners spread out across the track. And I like a horse called Elvip, ridden by Jamie Spencer. It would have been Frankie's ride, but Jamie steps in. And Jamie actually won on the horse in Newcastle last time. And I think he's the perfect jockey for this horse because he's a bit of a keen sort of quirky horse who gets a bit worked up, and hopefully Jamie will be able to just sit him out the back, relax him, switch him off a little bit, and have a really good pace up front to aim at, and you hopefully see him coming late. But it's a very, very tight race, that one. But yeah, Elvip for me at a bit of a bigger price,
around about 9-1 I'm looking at the moment, so if you
could
get that,
good prices in that race. It's such a competitive race. I mean, that's among the favourites, to be honest, but for anyone looking for an each way bet, the 5 o'clock the Royal Hunt Cup is probably the way to go.
The kickoff on Radio City Talk, your one stop for Merseyside sport. This is Radio City Talk.